opportunity that we can fulfill along our different stages of life. That is my life experience. Yes, I'm an immigrant from Hong Kong. So-called my own country is not Canada, but now I know my country is Canada, or maybe I have two countries, right? One from Hong Kong and one from Canada. But the most important thing is the country, the kingdom that we all belong to. So today we read a scripture from Psalm 126. And with this scripture, they said, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. If you really have to understand this psalm, you have to go back to their perspective because they are Israelites. Why? They said, when the Lord restored the fortune of Zion, because they lost the fortune. The whole country kind of perished. They have to scatter into different parts of the world. Can you imagine the experience of a person belongs to a country, but they have to exile and then go to the foreign places? But for nowadays, we are all immigrants, or most of us, we have an experience of immigrants. It's not too hard for us to imagine. But for that Israel times, it's a very big challenge. So why the psalmist said, when the Lord restore the fortunes of Zion, because they cannot imagine they can go back to Zion, to go back to their home country. For nowadays, we like to travel, so it's not too hard if you go back to your own country, right? And this morning, we have some old friends, they just visit Canada or come back to Canada from their own country. So it's not too challenging for modern people, but for this group of people, they don't have country, they scattered, and now they can come back to the Zion. That's why for their experience is something that they dream about, just like dream come true. So that's why they have a very big response with joy and tongues with joy and songs of joy. And then the second part of the verse 2, then it was said among the nations, the Lord had done great things for them. Do you notice that this is not testified by themselves? This is echoed by other people, other nations. Why even other nations know this is a great thing? Because they have a historical background. Something happened or some history happened, but sometimes we need an interpretation. For the exile of Israelites, they have a theological reason. And we can quote from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 19 to 22. Shall we all read it together? But if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands, do you think it's so serious for the last sentence you read? That is why he brought all this disaster on them. It's really serious, right? So even all the nations, they know why Israel, they perished. They don't have their own country because there's a theological reasons. Because they forsake the decree and commands from God. And now the Israelites, they can go back to their own country after 70 years. It's a big thing. Even the other nations will kind of witness it's a great thing for them. So the Lord has done great things for us. The second verse is, the Lord has done great things for them. It's from outside. But now it's from inside. Even themselves, they can witness that truly God bless us. God do great things for us. So that's why they have some emotions with laughters, with songs of joy, filled with joy, because they're really joyful to see God makes our dream comes true. I don't know what kind of dreams you have now. In your young age, maybe you dream about your studies, just like certificates, right? One day you can finish your school, finish your heartfelt professions, then you can start to have credits, to have cars, or maybe you already have cars from your parents. But anyway, someday you can move out from your home, you have your condominium. In my time, have a condominium is a big thing. Do you think in this time you have a condominium is a great thing? It's a big thing, right? Especially in Vancouver. If you move to my hometown, Edmonton, it's easy. Just like my son, after 4 years, he can buy a house. Not a condominium, he can buy a house. So please come to Edmonton, okay? Maybe for different people, we have different dream. But for me, or for my experience, in the setting of a church, I would like to let you know how the dream for myself come true. I know I'm an immigrant. I'm no more a Hong Konger. I know I can travel back to Hong Kong. That may be still my place of origin, but I'm totally committed to be a Canadian. And to be a Canadian as a Hong Konger, Canadians, I still have a sense of belong to Canada, but I know my ethnic, I know my background. So I strive so hard to establish a church, to commit myself to a church. I know with my ethnic and background, if I can build up a Chinese-Canadian church, it's the most concrete and visible and doable for my life. So that's why 36 years ago, I came to Canada, invited by Saskatoon to be their pastor. After my term to finish 3 years, I called by God to Edmonton, and then learned how to be a senior pastor in Edmonton. So that's my story. That's my dream. How to put my life into my ethnic group, the group that I can work closely together in Edmonton to establish the church. And in that time, my church, the name is Edmonton Christian Community Church, E3C. And that is the fifth church in the whole city. You can see the map of Edmonton, okay? It's not a very big city, but with about, at that time when I arrived, Edmonton is about a population of less than 1 million. Okay, and then after almost 30-some years, it's a big city now. We have 1.5 million of population. But still, the landscape is really reached out. So after 40 years of our good city works, we built our first round freeway. You see the round freeway, what do you call it? In China, they call round freeway, okay? Actually, Edmonton is not too bad. We have the first round freeway. Do you guys have the first round freeway? You don't even have freeway. But we have one round freeway. If I'm right, the Anthony Handy probably should be 80 kilometers, right? For one circle, or maybe 100, I don't know. But truly, the city really grew. So that's why not five Chinese-Canadian church. Right now, we have 20 Chinese-Canadian church. Yeah, we have more Chinese, no matter speaking Cantonese, Mandarin, or English, than the city grew, and the church grew as well. And when you continue with this psalm, verse 4, Can you read it out for me? Verse 4, please. Restore our fortune, Lord, like streams in the Nephthah. Do you think it's quite interesting? Already verse 1 said, when the Lord restored our fortune. But verse 4, again, restore our fortune, Lord. And if you refer to different versions, just like the Message and other Bible translations, the verse 4 here said, and now, God, do it again. It's more vividly to tell you, yes, we have some experience that God make our dream come true. But, and now, God, do it again. Truly, may God do great things for us again. Just like your life or your congregations. We have a long history of church life or church experience. Some good thing, some great thing has done. But we have to pray and do it again. And may God do great things for us again. That is life progress, life development. And it's also community or church development that let our group experience, our community experience can do great things again by God's grace. So that's why for the verse 2, 3, with the good things for them and for us, and even outside people can witness, then for us, we experience some joyful moment because of the previous great things. But if we have a prayer and strive ourselves to another great things, then we will fill with joy, fill with great joyful heart again. But in verse 4, restore our fortune, Lord, they have a description, like streams in the Nephthah. What is Nephthah? I try to Google it. It comes up with some pictures. Right? Nowadays, we always pictorial, right? We like pictures. Where's Nephthah? South part of Israel. If you have a good map or geography, you know south of Israel is some land like these pictures. Can you be easily experience streams in Nephthah? It's a miracle. It's so tough. It's so unbelievable. Then turn to my version. I try to build a church in Edmonton. And church in Edmonton, yes, we have more and more Chinese come to Edmonton. But more and more Chinese graduates, because of work, because of retirement, they move out from Edmonton. That's the reality. So after 30-some years for my life experience in Edmonton, now we still have about 70-some thousands of Chinese. But please notice, whenever we talk about Chinese Canadian, we always have to differentiate whether it's Cantonese speaking, Mandarin speaking, and English speaking. And nowadays, the English speaking Chinese Canadian is more than Chinese speaking. Why? Because the Mandarin people, the Cantonese people give birth, have our next generations. And our next generations all come to the church, so belongs to the community. So that's why the English-speaking Chinese are more than the Chinese-speaking Chinese. And that is the reality. And for a city of 20 churches, of course, some churches, they just have one language. Some churches, they have two languages. And some even have three languages. And for all those 20 churches, rough numbers of their size. And you can imagine, some are just a handful, under 50, some are under 100, some are about 200, and some are, wow, over 300, and some are about 600. And there's a church, over 1,000. Can you imagine? And that is the church that I serve for the past 28 years. And 5 years ago, I stepped down from that church. For that experience, if you ask me, I would tell you, actually, we experienced a miracle. Why? Because if you understand the locations of Edmonton, our church is located in the central south. Do you see a star with a box, right? That is our church location. That location belongs to purely Caucasian or English-speaking community. At that time, about 40 years ago, our congregation, most of the Chinese, they live in the southeast side of the country, or of the city. So that means that the southeast, they drive to their church, is not too far. But along the 30 years, 20 years development, most of the Chinese, they move out from the southeast to the southwest. So that means it's far away from the church. And our church is not a big piece of land. We have limited car space. But for the growing numbers of the congregations, the cars are more and more. And not even one walking to the church. And most of the congregants, they are commuting. That means they have to drive. And whenever on weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when I see all the cars drove into the parking lot or along the street, I will name it as a miracle. How come there are so many cars come to this place? And they have to drive at least 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or even 1 hour. That is a miracle for me. And all the new development or developing churches, they move to the suburban, to all the Chinese area, you can say. They like new houses, right? So they are more strategic. The E3C, they never move away from their old place, but they keep on growing and even outgrow from the other churches. Why? It's all by God's grace, truly. And all by the strife together with the pastors, lay leaders, and our congregations. So that's why our church buildings, they keep on growing. Our church started in 83 to 86. We ran a school, an elementary school. The elementary school, they don't have any more students. So that's why they can let us use, we ran it for 20 years. We can use it whole portions of all the space. They belong to our church because we rent it, we are the renters. And then after 5 years, we built our first sanctuary. And then after a few more years, we built our auditorium, even with a gymnasium. Of course, in the meantime, we bought the land, so totally the church belongs, the building belongs to the church. We can keep on building. And about 10 years ago, we even demolished our old building and then built two levels. Why I show you the structures? Because I would like to tell you, because of the gospel, because of the growing of the different congregations, the church needs space. The space and the growing of the church is in the right proportions. It always have a big demand. Otherwise, we will restrict ourselves with the locations and also the size of the congregations. The growing of the five development of this church, I will call it, do it again. God give us a place, we outgrow the place, we do it again, do it again, do it again. And in locations of no Chinese, and all the Chinese Canadian, no matter what language they speak, they come to the church and grow up in that church. And that is the experience for Psalm 126. And I translate to the experience for a community of a church or Chinese Canadian church in my experience. And that's why in verse 5 and 6, that is almost the most famous verse in this psalm. They said, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. We always quote this verse to to do evangelism, right? We try to sow, and then we will reap. This is so interesting. It is an exercise that at that time in agricultural society, all they see is sow and reap. That implies a cultivation of life. Miracle will appear in the process of cultivation of life. It's true in agriculture, and it's also true in a church community. We sow and we weep. And why we don't have weep with joy? Because somehow some people just sow without weep. And some people just weep without sow. What does that mean? Sometimes we have a good goal, but we don't do anything. And some people, they do so many efforts, but they don't have a good goal. They don't have a good direction. We need direction. We need efforts. We need corporate efforts to make the dream come true by the grace of God. So that's why with this passage, it implies we strive for a miracle. We are not just sitting here and pray only. We pray, but we do. That's why that regardless of a church age and size, there's only one question that determines its vision, strategy, and sense of mission. We should never stop asking ourselves, how should we grow now? I think there's a legitimate questions for the whole LGC and also for the English congregation. I know some of us, we are just transient in this stage of life, come together in this church. But may the Lord bless you. As long as you come to our congregation, we can grow together in His gospel and His word of God. But at the same time, some will stay here, but you contribute your talent, contribute your time and efforts so that we can grow this church. Why? Because when the church is growing, we are growing too. We grow with the community. If a church does not exist for a mission, there's only one outcome. It will eventually close. When I mentioned that in Edmonton, we are growing from 5 churches to 20 churches. Do you know, in my time, I testify, I see, there are 6 churches closed. We open up churches, but at the same time, we have some churches closed because we cannot strive for the growing. Churches strategically aligned for mission. It can be passed down from generation to generation. As a pastor for my whole life, I observe how to build a good church. I think you will agree with my first 5 topics. Solid preaching, nice pastor, good location, popular children program, cohesive group with prayer. But somehow, some churches, they have these 5 elements, but not necessarily the church may grow. Why? I always ask, why? Most of the churches, they have these elements of the first 5 ingredients, but they still don't grow. Because the most important thing for a church, for a community to grow, is effective leadership. If our leadership is not effective, we just waste our energy, run and run, just like an engine, without moving forward, then our church cannot grow, even we have those good elements. And when I reflect for a church that I serve for the 28 years, I thank God we grow from 1 congregation to 4 congregations. We grow from a few hundreds or even surpass 1,000. And we grow in different challenges and we try to pass those hurdles because we have good leaders. The leaders, that implies the pastors as well as lay leaders. Of course, the pastors is important because we are doing my job, right? Whenever I do a good job, I get no glory because this is my job. I obligate. I have to do my best. And even I get paid. But for the lay leaders, wow, I experience a good group and different generations of good leaders. So each hurdles for these church buildings, we pray, we unite, we use our mind, soul, and sometimes even our body. We try to help each other how to surpass those challenges. And I still remember one time, we have a big problem for parking because on Sunday, it's overparked and all the neighbors, sometimes some neighbors will complain. So we try to resolve our problem. In our site, we have about a little bit about under 200 car parks. But actually in Sunday, sometimes we have 300 or two, almost 300 cars. How can we solve this problem? I'm so appreciative, thankful for my lay leaders. They think and try to solve the problem. So that's why they find a car park way far north from our church site. If you park there, you walk about 10 minutes, you can come to our church. And still not big enough, some brothers, they try to find a car park at the south side. You see the red route. Actually, we have a church van. We park at the second outside car park and then drove the people back to the church. Every Sunday, we have those services by laymen, by volunteers. So true, a church can grow because we have good pastors. Not enough. We need to develop our lay leaders, our laymen, our brothers and sisters. How to show your spirituality is more mature than before? Because you have the independence, you have the strength to serve the Lord by your talents, by your good efforts. So that's why we must continue to grow. If anyone thinks it has to do with the salary increase for the pastors, this is a joke, right? Worshipping numbers or being vain and blindly pursuing becoming the largest church, this is a complete misunderstanding. We have only one reason to persevere in our mission. There are still souls in the city. There are still neighbors that we have to reach who have not converted to Christ. So may the Lord help us. Let us strive for a miracle again and again with sustainability, with our talents, with our thing outside of our box, so that miracle really can come true among us. And in Edmonton, it's not a big Chinese population, but I know in Vancouver, it's a way bigger population. And I know proximity is a challenge, but anyhow, our church never moved to any location. God bless us. For LGC, LGC established 2 years earlier than E3C. And in 84, we have church planned to Lost Love. And in 98, the number should be 98, we also have a Lost Peace. But actually, with LGC, we never moved to anywhere. And now, with Kids House, we have more space. And we cannot have the second site to purchase, but hopefully God will still bless us. I don't know, I just throw a number. 2031, that will be our golden anniversary. May God bless this church that we can move outside from one site to one rental site, maybe to another rental site, so then we can continue our mission to experience truly, because of our soul and our efforts with tears, we can weep with joyful hearts. May the Lord bless us.